Welcome to Let's Talk Micro.
Hello, my dear audience. Welcome to another episode of Let's Talk Micro. As always, I hope you had a great week. And as usual, you can find Let's Talk Micro on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, Goodpods, whatever you listen to podcasts, you can find Let's Talk Micro. As far as social media, I am on Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, and Blue Sky Social as Let's Talk Micro. On X as Let's Talk Micro 1. On LinkedIn as Luis Plaza, and I have an email address which is letstalkmicro@outlook.com. So either via social media or via email, you can reach out with any feedback, any suggestions. They are always welcome and appreciated. So please go ahead and subscribe to the podcast, download episodes, and if the app allows you to do so, please go ahead and leave a review. And thank you so much for the support. And maybe if you follow me through social media, you saw that I posted some pictures about my trip to Antarctica, which was amazing. So if you ever have the chance to go, please do so. It is such an amazing place. It's just like a postcard-like, and the scenery is so amazing. The penguins, everything was great. So I definitely encourage you to go if you have the chance. Okay, and as you know, the Let's Talk Micro podcast does not have any sponsors, so if you want to support the podcast in any way, you can do so via Buy Me a Coffee, KOFI, or via Venmo. Both links available on the show notes. And if you are looking to learn more about antibiotics, please check out www.learnantibiotics.com and the Learn Antibiotics book, available on Amazon. These resources include cheat sheets, practice tests, games, and more, and they are being used by thousands of people worldwide and may be helpful for you or your colleagues. These are some great resources from Dr. Timothy Gauthier, a very passionate pharmacist. Okay, so let's go ahead and talk about the latest episode. If you haven't listened to it, please go ahead and do so. It was a great episode about some microbiology kits. And these kits, you know, they are made by the Carolina Biological Supply Company, and they have a distance learning section, and they have these kits. And in the episode, Brittany Jackson, she came to the podcast and talked about the kits. And these are great for distance learning because they have organisms, they have media. There's even susceptibility testing done on these. So they are definitely very important because, as you know, distance learning is very important because you have a lot of people that work and maybe that's the way that they can get their education. But when it comes to microbiology, you need those hands-on skills, and these kits, they provide a way for you to do that, right? You need to be comfortable with working with media, working with loops, and things like that. So that's very important, and this kits, they give you a way to do that. So in the show notes of the episode, there's a link where you can go and check the company and see the kits. And if you're an educator and maybe are thinking of something like this, I invite you to check it out and see if maybe this is an option for you. But definitely check out the episode if you haven't already. Okay, so let's go ahead and move on to today's episode. And in the episode, I am joined by Kristen Pesavento. And she was a guest a while back on episode 83. And in that episode, she came to the podcast to talk about the medical lab sciences program at Loyola University in Chicago, which with the completion of that program, you actually get a master's degree. And as I said, this episode was published a while back, so I'm going to provide the link in the show notes so you can check it out. So in this episode, Kristen comes in and she talks about some clinical certifications that Loyola University in Chicago that they are offering. And those certifications are in hematology, microbiology, and blood bank. And these certifications, they take less time than a traditional program. You know, sometimes these, you can complete them in 2 semesters, 4, depending on what your situation is. It's maybe a little bit longer. But they prepare you, and upon completion of them, you can sit for the categorical certification for the American Society for Clinical Pathology, ASCP. And then work in the lab in those areas. So this is an alternative to doing a traditional MLS program. You know, maybe you already have a degree. And something great about this, these certificates, is that, you know, the courses, they're asynchronous and you can take them remotely. So that means that people from other states, they can actually take them. And at some point in time, you're going to have to go to Chicago and then complete like a laboratory portion, but it's not long. You know, it's like a weekend. So that's something that's definitely doable for people that work maybe full time. And if maybe at some other point in time, you decide to do like a full MLS degree, those courses, they count towards that. So this is a huge plus. You know, I think these are great. And they also provide a solution to the shortages that we have in the workforce in the lab. So definitely, I love what Kristen is doing. This is a great episode, very informative. So let's go ahead and listen to it.
So as you know, from time to time, I do like to, you know, connect with MLS, you know, medical laboratory scientists. And you know, I reach out to different programs and I like to talk with directors and you know, they come in, they talk about their program and things like that and what they're doing to kind of continue bringing more awareness about what we do, which is an ongoing challenge. So today's guest, she was a guest, you know, a while back, and she talked about her program that had a master's, you know, degree. And today she's here to talk about some certificates. So with me, I have Kristen Pesavento. Kristen, welcome to Let's Talk Micro.
Thank you so much. It's a pleasure to be here. As you mentioned, I am the Graduate Program Director for Medical Laboratory Science at Loyola University Chicago, and we have been around for several years now. And recently, this past year, we started launching our certificate programs. And this is something that was kind of a passion project of mine as I've been in laboratory science for a while now, and I've seen the need to grow our workforce. And this allowed us to have kind of a direct pipeline to connect people with an affinity for the sciences into the career of laboratory professionals.
Yes, most definitely. And for the audience, if you want to check out the previous episode, I'll reference the number on the show notes if you want to go. It's from a couple of years ago, but definitely, you know, great information. And as you said, we do have some challenges in the profession, and I'm really eager to hear about these because it's something that definitely helps us and with the shortages that we have. And so let's go ahead and jump right into it. So what can you tell us about those certificates? You know, things like the areas, the component online hybrid courses, you know, what can you tell us about the certificates?
Well, we have three certificate options right now. We have a clinical certificate in hematology, blood banking, and microbiology. Each one of these certificate programs are 12 credit hours, and they're geared towards people who have some science background. So that does not necessarily mean that they have to have a bachelor's degree in science, but they do have to have at least 30 credit hours between biology and chemistry courses at some point in time. These certificate programs are geared towards people that might already be working professionals or those looking to pivot to a new career. Because of that, they have an additional flexibility that a full master's degree does not. So these programs are currently marketed as hybrid programs, meaning that students have the ability to attend their lectures online synchronously or asynchronously. Most of our lectures are asynchronous, but then there are hands-on laboratory sessions. So for instance, this past weekend, I had our certificate in microbiology students come to our campus where we had an intensive workshop. This was the first time they were on campus meeting me in person. And for two solid days, we did nothing but microbiology. So these programs with the hybrid schedule give us that flexibility that working professionals can continue on their education path. As I said, they're 12 credit hours, and the beauty with it is the flexibility. So students have the option of trying to complete all of the certificates in one semester of study. If they were going to commit to that, then it would be a full-time commitment in person, more so than online. But most people are choosing the hybrid part-time option, and students can finish a certificate in as little as 2 up to 4 semesters at their own pace. So students who might be teachers, so traditional school teachers, might take asynchronous hybrid courses during the school year and then in the summer complete their clinical practicums. So that's one of the great things about this. Our courses range in length based on the semester they're given. So our fall and spring semesters are a little bit longer, about 16 weeks, whereas our summer is only 8 weeks long. And we follow that traditional academic school year. For each one of our certificates, everyone starts with our Fundamentals of Laboratory Practice course, and then they have the specialty courses that are unique to that certificate. So for example, our students seeking the Microbiology certificate take Bacteriology and Virology, Mycology, Parasitology, and then a practicum in Microbiology. Blood Bank, the same. They have Immunohematology and Immunology, in addition to their clinicals, and hematology learns hematology, hemostasis, body fluids, and then they do all of those clinical practicums. So we were really thoughtful about the creation to try to make them affordable and accessible to the widest range audience that we could have.
Well, yeah, that's great, and you know, and as I mentioned with the workforce, and I know someone in my lab that they're kind of pursuing that in a different institution, but the end is, you know, something that they already have a degree and then they're doing, and it takes about the time that you mentioned, and it helps. So and then so they do that. So okay, they have the option. So then in the summer they take the workshop, and so the end result, right? Because one thing that, and for the audience and you're listening, you know, sometimes you, let's say, you know, you get a bachelor's in microbiology and you think that just like that, you can start working in a lab, and that's not the way that it works. So at the end of this, right? So you're eligible for the certification, thinking like the ASCP?
Yes. So you are at the completion of a certificate program. You are eligible to sit for the categorical certification through ASCP immediately at the end of the program. And what we've already seen from some of our students going through our programs, we have had one student already finish the certificate and we just launched them this fall. They did just what you said. They graduated, they had undergraduate research, they really loved certain areas of science, and then they got out and found out, wait, this is a lot harder to transition it into a career. And so that was how they found us. We also know that people who might be working already in a laboratory and want to take that categorical certification, there's information that you don't necessarily learn day to day in every working environment that is on that certification exam. And so as a NACLS accredited MLS program, we've already geared our educational practice towards preparing students to be successful on those certification exams.
Okay. And also now just thinking back at what you said about the asynchronous, and you know, that's such a benefit for people, as you mentioned, on the workforce, that you can continue your education. And you know, I completed my master's recently, and a lot of the classes were like that. So it's just really, you know, you can work and then you create your schedule, you sit down and you listen to your lectures and you do your things, and it allows you to, you know, continue your education. And for the listeners, though, we did an episode, if you want to listen to it, we talk about the categorical certification in microbiology and the specialist with Amanda Harrington. So I really invite you to check that one out. Right. So as you have, you're talking about this, we can definitely tell what the benefits are and maybe what, so maybe you can talk a little more about, you know, maybe what led you to offer these. And you have mentioned, right, so you see the benefits of asynchronous, working people, workforce. So maybe anything else that you can tell us about, you know, what led you to offer these?
So really, I have a passion for providing equitable opportunities for education and careers. As I was going through school, I always had, how is this going to benefit me in my long-term plan as I was going through school? And I know not everyone thinks about that when you're just starting out on your collegiate path. And so I wanted to be able to provide affordable options to get into a career, because I can honestly say being a laboratorian is one of the most fulfilling things that I've done in my life. And it really has gotten me so far. It's what has allowed me to branch into this education realm. And I wanted to give that opportunity to others. So we realized in our area, there are a lot of people that are looking to get into laboratories, and there's just not enough trained, certified laboratorians. And again, there's a little bit of a disconnect between the background information you might have and what someone might be presented with day to day if they are just working in a lab as an uncertified workforce member. So that was really one of the driving forces. Additionally, when looking at things like microbiology, we know that there are a lot of changes that have been happening. So we've seen the effect of climate change on the viruses, on the bacteria spread. And there are things that we used to not really worry about. I'm in Chicago. And so an example is when I used to give a lecture on AFB, I would talk about leprosy, kind of like, this isn't something you're probably ever going to see in your practice. But now guess what? We have armadillos in Illinois, and they are carriers of leprosy. So we really wanted to try to increase knowledge across the board. And this is a great way to do that. That's approachable from almost anyone's standpoint.
Indeed. And talk about shortages in the lab, and micro tends to, you know, like other areas, you know, we suffer from that. And because, yeah, we don't, the traditional programs, we don't have that many, you know, the classes didn't graduate that many people. And then a big percentage of those that do finish a program, they end up going as a generalist, and then maybe eventually they might transition, and then not many go from the get-go to microbiology or a specific area. They just get a little bit of experience, and then they decide, okay, I'm going to go here or there. So this is definitely great to help with that. As you know, we go back to those people that maybe already have that degree, and they can get this in a short time and then join the workforce and help us with that. This is amazing. Okay, so let's say that, you know, the person gets this certificate, and then later they said, okay, you know, I want to work in other areas of the lab and maybe consider a traditional MLS degree. So do these courses, you know, do they count towards the completion of that?
They fully articulate with the completion of a master's degree at our institution. And so this is again, an option for people that might be working already full-time, especially in an area outside of the laboratory. So they can complete the certificates on a part-time hybrid basis. And then when they're done with their certificate, or sometimes even before, they might decide they want to move on to the master's degree. Courses completely transfer over. They don't have to repeat anything. And then that gives you that additional flexibility, at least for some time while you're in the program. So I can tell you already, again, these just started fall 2024. We've already had 4 students wishing to go from the certificate program into the master's degree. And that speaks to the quality of education and experiences they're getting. And then, of course, the hopes that they'll continue on and they'll let others know that these opportunities exist.
That is great. And then, so it started not that long ago, and you already have like this. And you said when one person completed it already. So that's amazing. Now, I'm thinking about, right, because you can do it on your own pace and on a part-time basis. And just out of curiosity, so if you started, is there like a time limit for you to complete it, or if you do it like on a part-time?
So part-time, we recommend students take one course a semester, and all of our certificates basically will be completed if they only focus on one thing at a time within 4 semesters. And so that includes a summer. That's really all it takes. We wouldn't stretch it too far beyond that just because it is so few classes. But most, I always recommend 2-3 semesters is a really great timeline for someone to focus on. And again, the benefit of it being hybrid and online is that students do not have to be in Chicago to complete these certificates, as long as they come to our weekend intensive workshops. For instance, we have students who are in Florida in our certificate programs right now, and they just coordinated when they would fly up and have all of their labs. So it really is a great option. And this is, again, someone else who's thinking, you know what, this works for me. maybe I'll continue in the future and get something else as well.
Yeah, and it's something that sounds completely, you know, it's realistic and doable. And because as you said, okay, they coordinate and then they can do that and one class at a time, believe me, you know, like I did that with my master's and, you know, it took me 3 years, one class at a time and working full time. And it's just, it's not bad. I mean, I do podcasts and I do a lot of stuff. So maybe for me, it got a little complicated, but hopefully you listeners out there that you're doing this, you don't have that many things going, but completely doable. And that's, I was thinking also, so since it's online and then you come in at one point in time, definitely that opens the door for people from other states. So, okay. Maybe so for this certificate, and so this comes with two questions, right? So if someone was thinking about offering these, you know, they wanted maybe more information, maybe you can talk about the process of, right? Because before when I had you on the podcast before, we talked about the master's degree. So how do you go about implementing these or creating these?
So the first thing you want to look at is what's your end goal for this? What's the outcome? And for, again, us, I wanted people to be eligible to sit for those categorical certifications and feel confident going into that certification exam. And when you looked at the routes of certification through the ASCP BOC, I knew that we would fall into Route 3. And as we were able to do that is because we are a NACLS accredited MLS program. And the students in these certificate programs are getting the same education that we give in those specific disciplines to our MLS students. So that would be the first thing I would consider. Are you already a NACLS accredited program? If you're not, what else can you do? And I believe if there's anyone attending the CLEC conference in 2025, so it's next month, I think NACLS is going to be presenting a talk about creating new categorical certificate programs. But there it's first seeing what do you have to offer, and then really it's working with your administration to get it approved. And for us, I needed to go through the full justification of why this was important, how it met a need in not only our area, but nationally, why it would be something that people would be interested in, and compare it to other places around the country that might do similar things. So I would take stock of your current offerings, your competitors, and your bandwidth. I can tell you that a lot more people were interested in kind of this part-time option than I initially thought. We had already surpassed what we felt would be a decent number in our first year, the very first semester, our certificate starting to be offered. So do a deep dive as to what you want to get out of the certificate programs, how you can accomplish that, and then what capacity you have, because there is a lot of demand.
Yeah, and as we have mentioned, and we can definitely see the appeal, and you know, something that we have talked about before, and you know, with people in the MLS profession, that they initially, you know, they complete a degree and then they found out about what we do and then they go back and complete a degree, but that cannot be a reality. That's not a reality for everyone. Decide, okay, now I'm going to do this 2-year program and I have to commit myself. And once again, going back to that full-time job. And so that might not be a possibility, but as we mentioned here, okay, one class at a time online, and then, you know, scheduling that commitment to go there and do this. Okay, that's more within the realm of my possibility. I can do this. So it's a great option. I was just thinking about with when you complete like a program, right, you have the clinical placement. So typically with in your program, so you go to a place, you do your practicals. In this type of situation, since you have a student population that's out of state, is it up to them to find a place to do their clinical rotations, or do you assist them with that?
So we assist them with that as well. Obviously, when we have students out of state, first we see, are they already working in a clinical laboratory? And if they are, that might be an opportunity right there. But we are working with national laboratories as well to try to find placements for our students that are out of our immediate area. And so we've been working on that. We are open and willing to partner with hospital systems if they want to try to set up programs for their own employees to get them towards that categorical certification. And we've been having discussions as to why that would be a benefit to some of these institutions.
Okay. And before we kind of, and I'll put the, for the listeners, I'll put the link on the show notes so they can check the website and get more information. Is there anything else that you want to add about these certificates or anything?
I just would add that it's refreshing to see how many people still want to follow their passion for science, even if they've been out of school for a number of years. There is no age limit to creating a new path for yourself. And one of the great things about our field is that there are jobs. And so I can tell you for our certificate students, the average demographic is people who are in their maybe late 20s, 30s, versus those looking to go straight out of school into programs. And so this is a way that whether you are fresh out of college or have been in the workforce and looking for a pivot 10, 20, 30 years down the line, this is an easier way to make that transition that will prepare you for what you'll actually see on your board exam, as well as what you might see in a clinical laboratory.
That is excellent. Well, you know, thank you for sharing this information with us, and you know, keep up the great work. I love what you're doing out there, and you know, I said this before, but I do enjoy talking to people that are using, you know, their positions and their knowledge for, you know, improving this profession and giving people options and doing great things. So thank you for your work, and definitely thank you for taking the time to be in Let's Talk Micro.
Thank you so much for having me, and thank you for spreading the word about all of the great things we can do in microbiology.
My pleasure.
And that, my dear audience, it's the end of this episode. I hope you enjoyed learning about these clinical certifications. As always, I enjoy sharing this information with you. And I invite you to check out the other episodes. So check out episode 83, where Kristen talks about her MLS program at Loyola University. And I also invite you to check out episode 155, where Amanda Harrington from Loyola also, she comes in to talk about the categorical certification in microbiology through the ASCP. So stay tuned. Great things coming your way. And please continue bringing that passion to what you do. It's so important. You do such great work. So as always, stay motivated, stay safe, and of course, continue talking micro. Until the next time, bye.